It's actually LeCount Hindley.
LeCount Hindley. Okay, I like that. Well, I'm going to call you Dr. Janda. How's that?
That works just fine.
Okay, on January 31st, 2017, HARC will release the most up-to-date data on health, well-being, and quality of life in our Coachella Valley. HARC stands for Health Assessment and Research for Communities. And we've had, I believe you were on the show before, because I remember HARC, and it's really an interesting report. So let's first, what did you find out of interest? And then we'll tell people how they could go and have breakfast and hear all about their health.
Fabulous. So, yes, HARC is a nonprofit here in the desert.
Right.
And every 3 years, we do this huge survey of the health of the Coachella Valley.
Right.
And we have done our 2016 survey, and we'll be releasing those brand new data at this event on the 31st.
Right.
And we're very excited. It's got some new variables this time around. We did ask some new questions. For instance, we asked about sleep, so we'll know how many people are sleep deprived.
Oh, I am.
We also, this is our first survey since the Affordable Care Act, and so I'm looking forward to showing the impact that has had on our uninsured adults in this valley, which previously was just climbing and climbing and climbing.
Right, so in the new survey from HARC, will it be showing that Obamacare was a big help to insure people?
I will tell you that, yes, in the rates of uninsured people dropped significantly.
Well, see, that's great, but now I wonder what's going to happen with the new administration.
It's true. No telling what will come next.
Right. What's one of the biggest health problems in the valley that would be pertinent just to the valley?
Well, you know, one of the things that we've found in prior years is that our cancer rates overall are very comparable to other places, but nationally the most common types of cancer rates are breast cancer and prostate cancer, and here in the valley, our most common cancer by far is skin cancer, and that is, you know, because of our gorgeous weather that many people don't take adequate protection outside.
Right. I don't think I've sat in the sun for like 6 years now. You say if anything makes you look that good, it's not good for you. So what else? So in the valley, so that tells us that everybody should use sunscreen.
Yes. Yes. And so we'll have some of our more surprising or unexpected findings will be released on the 31st.
Okay. Now let's tell people on the 31st. The Coachella Valley Community Data Release will take place, and it's going to happen at the UC Riverside and Palm Desert Center, which is at 75080 Frank Sinatra Drive. It's January 31st. It's from 8 to 10 o'clock in the morning, and Sherman's Deli is providing a wonderful breakfast. So that's great.
Yes, we are very thrilled to have Sherman's providing what I'm sure is going to be a delicious breakfast. And it's really convenient to get to, you know, if you haven't been to the UCR Palm Desert campus, it's beautiful. It's right on Cook and Frank Sinatra.
Right.
So super easy. UCR is sponsoring parking, so everything's free. We just ask that people RSVP ahead of time to my assistant, Teresa, and her email is tsama@harkdata.org.
We know Teresa a long time.
Yes,
I know Teresa.
We do know Teresa. Yes.
TSAMA@harkdata.org. Now, I just want quickly, how many people took part in the survey?
More than 2,500.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. So
we have to have a lot of people take the survey in order to really adequately represent our community, which is more than 400,000.
So you cover the whole valley?
Yes.
Yeah.
All the way from, you know, Desert Hot Springs to the Salton Sea.
Very nice. Well, HARC does a great job, and I think it's one of the more interesting things is going to be to see how the Affordable Health Care Act affected the health of the valley.
It's definitely very interesting looking at not only, well, are people insured now, but how does that change where they're seeking their sources of care?
Right.
You know, because it's not enough just to have health insurance. You have to actually then be able to go receive treatment, receive those preventative exams, and in that way improve your health overall. And so we've got some great data on all of that.
Oh, that's great. And I would guess like emergency room use should be down, I hope, because people have doctors now and they're taking care of themselves with insurance.
We'll see.
Okay, we'll see on the 31st. There's no spoiler alert here.
That's right, none, right?
Okay, Jenna, well, thank you very much. And again, if you want to RSVP and make a reservation, it's TSAMA, T-S as in Sam, A-M-A, at harkdata.org. And this is going to be on the 31st of January from 8 to 10, and it's over at Cook and Frank Sinatra. At the UC Riverside, Palm Desert Center, which is really nice.
It is nice.
Which is lovely, yes. And that's HarkData, is HarkData.org.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And we're looking forward to all the results, okay?
Fabulous.
Thanks, Jenna. Thanks a million.